What is up? Thank you guys for tuning in to Project Life. I am your host, Phil Smoke, and this is Project Life. This is a podcast where I break down and build awareness behind life topics in order for you to build the most important project we have as humans. That project is called life. Episode 8. What is up, Phil Smoke? I am jacked up. We are getting on to one of my live coaching calls. I am super excited for you guys to hear the knowledge that we're about to drop, the information. I want this to create some clarity for you guys. Also, if you are really interested in a live coaching call, go to philsmoke.com, click on live coaching call, and set up a call with me. I would love to have a quick one-on-one with you, go over some things, some challenges that you might have that we could kind of have a quick breakthrough and let you know how we could really take your life to the next level. I hope you guys enjoy this live call. Let's go.
You know, I get with the people, my team that I work with, like my marketing guys and developers, and I constantly shave down what the issues are to have better systems in business. It's different. Where we kind of, you know, talk about how we're going to constantly make the system smoother to get the result faster, to do what we want to get done faster, and how can we constantly optimize, find the right problems in what we do, and then constantly shave it down until you have something that's, you know, what is it, whatever it is that you really want, whatever the real problem was. And, you know, it takes time to get there. It's not just a phone conversation. It's something that's a process and a journey, you know, in anything that we do, right? You know, business, whether it's a personal problem, whether it's anything. So,
right.
Yeah, that's what I've been doing, a lot of business stuff and with my podcast starting, you know, I'm just doing a whole bunch of things, you know, writing a lot of content down. I mean, the main conversation we want to have is with, you know, what you can do and what, how, you know, I can be, you know, be of assistance to help you out and, you know, smoother for you.
Yes. Well, I'm very happy for you. I really appreciate your calls. Like I told you, you know, I just shaking on it. And I really love it because your perspective is helping me to grow in ministry and relationships, you know, and forgiving these evil women. It's just been, I promise you, it's just been a process. But also, you know, to grow and also, you know, the lesson, you know, just thinking about how awesome God it is, because you told me we should do what Jesus do. He called us to forgive regardless of the damage that really, really trying to do it in my life, you know, with my ministry, with my residency, with everything. I mean, things that are unforgivable. So God is just, you know, give me the grace and his love to forgive them, but also to learn about the lesson. You know, I was in this office of this woman, you know, talking to her. I bring her a coffee, but also, you know, trying to learn to protect my projects, to protect what this God is trusting in me in my hands, because, you know, how I'm going to learn the lesson if you know, they trying to hurt me very bad, you know. I don't say people grow, so probably she's, you know, a better person at this time. I don't know. But also I forgive her, but I don't feel, like, comfortable to do the same mistake, like, so innocent, you know, to trust her with all my plans, with trust her with, you know, my dreams, or because I don't want them to hurt me the way they doing it before. So it's just to learn to listen. And I say, God, you know, I'm very, sometimes I love to help people and being very honest and open my heart from them. But no, I say, God, I'm giving the wisdom to being polite, being kind, being respectful, without having my life, what is like my family or my projects in risk, you know, trusting them too much, and then probably they're gonna try to hurt me again. So that's just learning the lesson, right?
Oh, so yeah. The thing that I like to do is I, you know, when I do things is especially nowadays as I get older and as I kind of go through a lot of emotions in life, is that we have to always just kind of give love to the people who don't have it. And the reality is, those a lot of people that are upset and do bad things to you, they're just plain and simple not happy with their lives. They're upset at something. So they take it out on
right.
other people. And it's not saying
right.
that they're doing it to target you. They're doing it to, you know, kind of feed out some of the bad stuff that's in them. And they want to put it on others, right? Misery loves company. But if we have the awareness that we could really take over some of the problems that some of these people have and
right.
really say, you know what, I want to change this person's mentality, thinking that, hey, even though you're doing bad to me, I can still do good to you, and knowing that good
right.
is still out there. Because I think
wow.
that, you know, as we go through life, there's so much good that we could do, but a lot of
right.
people are living in fear, fake false evidence appearing real, right? Fear is upon us that they don't want to be good, and they feel like they have to be bad when somebody's bad to them, when it's actually we should be good onto the ones who are bad, because the ones who are bad still don't have – they're missing something that we as humans could give to other people that
right.
could create positivity, create good things in other people's lives when other people are having a bad day. Right.
Right.
You know, like, you know, you want to be doing good in church and you want to do all these great things. You have to
right.
really understand people and be in those situations, solve those problems in those situations in order to take on a bigger leadership role that you would want into your organization. Right. You want to be able to have leadership capabilities, but you're not able to solve the problems that leaders actually solve. Right.
Right.
So you want
right.
to be, you know, if your end goal for you and your organization and your church is I want to be a leadership. I want to be a big pastor. I want to do great things and really affect a lot of people. What kind
uh-huh.
of work? If you're not solving the small problems that you are dealing with in the organization and don't know how to do it, you know, God's never going to give you the things that you want. Right. He's not going to give you them because he knows you can't handle them. So he wants
right.
to challenge you with these small problems so you can understand them in order to be able for him to give you the big problems, which is other people's problems, other people's pressure, right? Like, you know, we want to take on, if you want to take on a huge organization, you're going to have to deal with problems like this every single day. And you're going to be
right.
able to have to deactivate them as fast as possible. So he's never going to, you know, have you ever seen that picture of God where it's like, not God, I'm sorry, it's Jesus, right? You know, he's taking away the small bear, and behind his back, he has the big teddy bear to give. There's a picture of a little girl, and she's like probably like 2 or 3, and she has her little bear that she loves so much, and God's taken away.
Yes.
The big bear behind his back because he's going to give you something bigger, but you don't want to let go of what you have. In order to take on what's new. And it's similar to the case that we're talking about, like in our normal day-to-day problems. If you're not
right.
able to challenge these and really, like I said, deactivate them faster, how are we able to go out and get the bigger one? Right?
Right.
So, you know,
yes, that's the question. Like how we can recognize, like, for example, patterns. They're gonna hold, like, they're trying to hold us back, but if we are not alert, like, okay, what is the patterns or what I can change in every day or what I can improve to
right.
see, you know, to see the change or to see what God, you know, have in store for me, because I really believe God is in control of everything. I mean, we are not in control, but he is in control. And like, for example, I'm going to share something.
That's the thing. God gives us control. We are in control of everything that we do. What we do is what dictates where we go. What we
right.
do with what he gives us. So God is giving people blessings all the time. As an example, if we want to put this in that context, you're getting all these things. There's opportunity hitting you all the time, which in my opinion is problems, because the faster that he could see that you could solve problems faster and it doesn't affect you and you could really understand them, the faster
right.
he will take on more challenges and faster opportunity, which is faster growth, which leads to more money, which leads to a lot of different things, right? But if we're caught up on that, like most people, they're still caught up in 2010. They're still caught up in a problem that happened then, and they still haven't tried to diffuse the problem. And then in turn, is that you're never going to be able to take on on everything else because you haven't even solved the one from 2010.
Right. Oh, my God.
So if you have all those problems and you never healed the things that were in the past, we will never be able to be as present as we expect to be in the present and in the continuous future if we don't have those things, if we never really challenge ourselves with those issues in the past. Does it make sense?
Right. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. So
really quick, last thing I wanted to say one thing is problems. If you want to grow faster, expect to have more problems all the time. Oh, I want more patience. That means you're going to have more problems, because with more problems becomes whether you can get tested or not, whether you can have the patience in order to have the problems, in order to get what we want. So whatever you ask for, you're just going to get more of the bad part, because then if you can handle those parts, you can handle the good parts. That's the
problem
with the bad parts.
Oh, that's a very, very, very good point of view. Well, nobody wants to have problems, right? We want to avoid the problems.
The normal day-to-day person doesn't want them. But us as humans, we have to understand that, listen, if we want to really be happy, that means we have to solve what?
Problems.
If we're not solving the problems that are facing us, especially our inner problems that start with us, which is our emotions, why, you know, we're acting the way we are and getting the results we have is because of all those bad things that we never solved upon. Did we forgive our father for leaving us? Like, you know, if you had a lot of our existing problems derive from the problems that we never solved from the past. So if we have that issues, like a lot of women have problems, you know, where their father left them or their mother never gave them enough love. So if we don't forgive those people and understand that they did their best, but that doesn't dictate what you go out and do. That doesn't dictate what we as humans, right? Like there's the story of the two brothers, the story of the two twin brothers that the father, they had one, obviously they have the same father, two twin brothers. The father was alcoholic, used to beat them. All the different things that you could say possibly bad, that the father went to jail, he was there. I mean, you know, not having clothes for school, barely eating for the kids. And then the two brothers had different futures. One brother, one brother is successful. The one brother has everything. And the other brother is just like the father. He beat his kids. He was in jail. He has all these bad things that happened to him. So he got interviewed and he say, why are you successful? Why are you this? Why are you that? And then the one brother that's successful, had a great family, was a millionaire, all this stuff. He said, I did it because of my father. And then I didn't want to be like my father. I didn't want ever. He showed me what not to be, and I chose what I should have done. And then the other one was like, I'm like this because of my father. So we all have to understand that whatever has happened to us doesn't dictate where we're going. And we have to forgive the people and say, you know what, thank God that we have to be grateful and saying, look, our father, mother, friend, the bully that bullied you, you know, the problem that created, you know, quote unquote, is who we are. And, I'm this way because of the choices you made. You chose to be like your father, as an example, or you chose to not be like your father, or you chose to not bully people because you knew people were getting bullied. You chose, right? We all have our choices. So we have to understand them in order, and a lot of people just, what they don't have is the lack of understanding to exactly what I'm talking about.
What is up, episode 8? I am back, super excited. Hopefully you guys really enjoyed that live call. Let's get fired up. Guys, that is only part 1. I have part 2. I'm going to release it in another episode. Make sure you stay tuned. Take some valuable golden nuggets from the conversation. That is what my call to action is for you guys here, because that's how I always get it done. every time I hear a live call, every time I hear a conversation, breakthrough, new perception towards things, I get jacked up. I write them down because I know that I can apply those things to my life, create a new clarity, new vision mindset for myself. I want you guys to take some golden nuggets from that live call, put it down, put it to work for you. And don't forget to share this podcast, rate the podcast, subscribe to the podcast. If you found value, let's get the word out on the street. Send it to your friends, text it to the people, whatever you got to do. Let's go.